Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, if you thought about upgrading your backyard, you should consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas, combining the benefits of a hot tub and a pool. Now, your kids are going to have fun all year long with a spacious swimming area on one end, hydrotherapy massage jets on the other. It's proudly made in America with installation in under a day. Just use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. When you go to masterspas.com, you can get up to $1,000 off. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Welcome, America, to the Sean Hannity Radio Show. No, it's not Sean Hannity. It's Leo 2.0 filling in for the great American Sean Hannity. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Our phone number, by the way, is 1-800-941-7326. 1-800-941-SEAN. Happy belated Merry Christmas to all of you, for all of you who celebrate Christmas. And again, for those who don't celebrate Christmas, happy holidays to all of you. We got another big holiday coming up this weekend, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. But let me just simply say this. Again, Leo 2.0, the guy who you see on Fox News and appears on Sean Hannity's radio program. I want to thank Mr. Hannity, a friend, I call a friend for over 25 plus years, to allow me the privilege and the honor to sit in for him on his radio program, a network program that he's built over for 25 years, I think almost 30 years. And I am privileged. This is the second time that I've had the privilege to fill in for Sean Hannity radio program. And please do not worry. Do not worry. Mr. Hannity will be back next week. And I want to make sure everyone knows on Christmas Day, I did send Mr. Hannity a text to wish him and his family a great Merry Christmas. And again, all of you, I hope you enjoyed your holiday over the last couple of days, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. I hope you enjoyed it. And I thank you very much for listening to Sean Hannity's radio show, Leo 2.0. You know who I am. I'll give you a little background for those who are totally unaware of who I am. But may I please take a few moments to give a special shout out to, I think he's my best friend. His name is Mr. Alex. Yes, Mr. Alex is listening right now in Los Angeles. He's going to listen to the entire program. He loves Sean Hannity. He loves Bill Hemmer, but he loves listening to Sean Hannity. He watches Sean every night along with his lovely wife, Claire. And believe it or not, I spent Christmas Eve with Sean, with Mr. Alex, with Claire and her, their entire family. And I'll tell you right now, they're listening right now. I know they got a big smile on their face. In fact, I'll tell you a little secret. They make great custom clothes. You know why Sean Hannity looks so great? Because he's wearing their shirts. So hello, Mr. Alex. Hello, Claire, Caitlin, Alex Jr., the whole family. Thank you for listening for the next 3 hours. Now, let's get down to the topics that are happening today that are going on throughout this entire country. And let me give you a little background about myself. Some of you know fully my entire background, my resume, former school teacher, still have my license. Civil rights attorney, still have my license. Fox News contributor and a frequent guest on the Sean Hannity television show and the Sean Hannity radio show. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me be a truth teller. I was a Democrat. I was a Democrat. Not this crazy Democratic Party. You know, I consider myself a JFK Democrat. I'll even go back and call myself a Bill Clinton 1990 Democrat. But I want to make sure you know who I am and why I'm Leo 2.0. I'll tell you exactly how it happened. It involves Sean Hannity. June 2020. Remember the time when crazy Joe Biden went on a national radio program, and said, quote, "If you don't vote for me, you ain't black." That statement was offensive. It was racist. And I'm a civil rights attorney. No group of people vote for a political party based on race. Joe Biden said that on a national radio program. What else happened during the summer of 2020? Riots. Hundreds of riots throughout this entire country. Burning, looting. And you know what the Democratic Party said? Hey, defund the police. Defund the police. Ladies and gentlemen of the Sean Hannity radio program, I have family in law enforcement. Those were the two issues that told Leo Terrell to say, goodbye, Democratic Party. I'm gone. I'm out of here. No way. I am no longer part of your establishment. I left the Democratic Party. It's been since June 2020. And guess what I did? I went on the Sean Hannity program. I remember that a couple of weeks later and told Sean Hannity, hey, I'm gone. I left the Democratic Party. And on Sean Hannity's television program, oh yeah, I was Hannitized. There's the Hannitized music. I was Hannitized. And guess what? In 2020, I voted for the first time in my entire life. I voted Republican. Oh, it gets better. On the Sean Hannity television program, I announced I voted for Donald J. Trump. Yeah, I became a Trump Republican in 2020. Fast forward today. Is it December 27th? I think so. I'm still a Trump Republican. I am a Trump Republican. My decision to leave the Democratic Party, best decision ever. Best decision ever. That's not the Democrats. That's a socialist party. That's a whack out party. That's a party that I have no association with. I am very, 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 did I say very, very, very happy to have left the Democratic Party. And as a lawyer, may I give you some evidence? Look what has happened since the Democrats have taken over the White House and control these major metropolitan cities. Issue number one, crime. Crime is everywhere. You know why? Because the Democrats don't support law enforcement. Because the Democrats believe in soft prosecution. They love career criminals to remain on the streets. Criminals are happy that the Democratic Party is in power. You look at Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Democratic cities. You are not safe in a Democratic city. That's just one issue. Can I give you another? We don't have a southern border. What is going on at our southern border? We are being invaded at our southern border. And the Democrats do not care. The Democrats do not care. Thousands, tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, aliens are crossing our border. And by the way, you know what they're bringing? Fentanyl, drugs, killing Americans every day. Oh, I got more. I mean, I'm as a lawyer, I'm just providing you with the evidence as to why I left the Democratic Party. Crime, no border security. How about something that is so tragic? We should never, ever forget this. Afghanistan under Joe Biden. How we lost 13 service members of our armed forces. They were murdered along with those hundreds of military personnel that were injured. And it didn't have to happen. It did not have to happen. But it did with the Democrats. With the Democrats. What else? I got more. I'm just giving you all the reasons why I will never go back to that party. How about inflation? How about the gas prices? How about the food shortages? How about the fact that we are paying more for less? More evidence, folks. We didn't have this under the Trump administration. We had a secure border. We didn't lose service members across over the world. We did not lose military because we were afraid to show our force. We were feared. We were secure. We were strong. And by the way, we were energy independent. Hey, I'm old enough to remember when gas was $2.25 in California. By the way, folks, Leo 2.0 unfortunately lives in the worst state in the country. No, I'm not talking about New York. No, I'm not talking about Illinois. Unfortunately, I live in the worst state in the country, California. Unfortunately, I live in the state that has the worst governor, Gavin Newsom, the guy who thinks he's going to run for president, who wants to run for president, but who will never be president. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But I live in California. It's horrible here. Yeah, we got the beautiful weather. We got the great oceans and the mountains, and you go to Disneyland. It's horrible here. Why? Crime, inflation. And by the way, something that, I see every day, homelessness. Homelessness. It's everywhere. I don't even know how to describe it. It's everywhere. I got more evidence as to why I left the Democratic Party. I got 3 hours here. Oh, we got some great guests, by the way. Oh, let me deviate a little bit. We got Sarah Carter, who's going to come at the bottom of the hour. We got Matt Whitaker, who's going to come in the third hour. And we got this guy, you might know him, you may have heard of him. He was our 45th president. He's running again. He's going to be our 47th president. We got him on the show too. I don't know. You may have heard of him. President Donald J. Trump.
You're fired.
Good sound effect. Yeah, we got him on. We got a great show. This is the Sean Hannity Radio Show. By the way, let me give you this phone number. But you got to keep it because I'm going to take your calls. I need to get a report card from you. Mr. Alex, you got to call to see if I'm doing a good job. All you callers called Sean, I think he's on, 600-700 radio stations? 1-800-941-7326. 1-800-SEAN is the radio call and telephone number. I need you to give me a report card as to if I'm doing okay, if I'm hanging in here, am I keeping your interest level high? Oh, I got some more news. Let me go back to the horrible, horrible Democratic regime of the last 2 years. Because, you know, I told you I'm a lawyer. I'm also a former school teacher, and I still have my teaching license. Critical race theory? I taught history. Whoopi Goldberg, I didn't want to go there, but, you know, she's in the news again because she apparently missed her history class. Critical race theory, trying to get kids to hate each other based on skin color. That's another one of these Democratic projects. And when you hear the term equity, that's a code for affirmative action. That's going on throughout this entire country. Critical race theory. And then trying to introduce gender preference in kindergarten, in elementary school. Are you kidding me? How about history, math, and reading? Those are some basic subjects. Ladies and gentlemen of the Sean Hannity Radio Show, Leo 2.0 would not be behind this microphone if it wasn't for a mother who didn't finish ninth grade and a dad who just finished high school who told Leo Terrell, go to school. We'll work our butts off if you go to school. And I did. Yeah, I got a bachelor's degree. I got a master's degree. I got a law degree because of my mother and father stress the importance of education. Education is the key to break the poverty cycle. But the Democrats do not want you out of the poverty cycle. You know why? Because they want you to be under their influence. You see, the Democrats believe in power and control over your lives. The Republican Party, at least the Trump Republicans, because there's some rhinos who act like Democrats, they want you to have liberty, freedom. They want you to decide what you want to do with your life. I like that. I like that because I'm a civil rights attorney. I like that because I want you to proceed and to grow in this country based on your character, your skill set. We've got a lot more to talk about, but let me do this. I want to hit the brakes. So we'll take a short break. This is Leo 2.0, filling in for the great Sean Hannity. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico, that guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
And welcome back to the Sean Hannity Radio Show, Leo 2.0, filling in for the great American Sean Hannity, and I'm very proud to be here. Thank you for listening, 1-800-941-7326. I'm not going any further unless I just inform you that I can't do this show by myself. So I got to give a shout out to the guy who's in my ear every 5 seconds. Jason, Annie here, Katie, Andrew, the staff. You know, they're working like I'm working to give you an entertaining show. So I want to make sure you understand that, hey, Leo 2.0 is not doing this by himself. Again, the phone number is 1-800-941-7326. We got Sarah Carter, who's going to join us in a second. But I just want to make this comment. You know, when I was growing up, I thought the government would not lie to us. I was foolish. This government, this Democratic administration will lie straight face, will lie to us and walk away feeling I did nothing wrong. And you know what's who's worse? You know, I'm a lawyer and the current Homeland Security head, Mayorkas, he's a lawyer too. This guy gives lawyers a bad name. Here he is being asked a very basic question about the security of the border. Let's play the clip.
I've heard you in the Judiciary Committee recently in the summer testify that the border is secure. Secretary Mayorkas, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, right, Congressman? Right.
Thanks, sir.
We have remarkable...
I get it. I just wanted to make sure that's still your assessment.
You see, that's a lie. Let me be as clear as possible. That's a lawyer's trick. Yes, but I've been a lawyer for 30 years. I've been a lawyer longer than that guy. That guy gives lawyers a bad name. Without further ado, let me introduce our next guest. Sarah Carter is a Fox News investigative reporter. She's at the border in McAllen, Texas, a place that Joe and Kamala have never made time to visit. And welcome, Sarah, to the Sean Hannity radio program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's so great to be with you, Leo. Thank you so much. And I was just listening to your monologue, and, you know, I have to agree with you. I've never in my life imagined that the lies would be so overt, right? Like that they would just say it in our face.
Yeah.
You know, and we use the word gaslighting all the time. And, you know, sometimes people get tired of hearing that, but there's no other better word for it. They say it even though we actually see the truth in our, before our very eyes. And that's what we've been showing everyone at the border. I mean, every time I get out there for Sean's show and we're on the border and we see thousands of people or even groups of 20 children coming across one after another and people from all over the world. I mean, there's no way that the American people, if they're paying attention, don't know that they're being lied to and that this border is a national security threat to all of us. It is just that bad.
Talking to Sarah Carter, and by the way, Sarah has a new podcast series called The Dark Wars. Sarah, let me ask you this question. For almost a year and a half, 90% of the Biden administration, the left-wing media ignored the border crisis, wouldn't give any coverage. Now, in the last 2 weeks, I've noticed because of maybe Title 42 may expire even today, I've noticed they're giving coverage to it. Why, in your opinion?
Well, I just don't think there's any way to ignore it. You know, when you see the swarm, especially what we saw, the numbers, it's like a tsunami in El Paso. We see all these people moving across the border, and the Biden administration is saying to themselves, well, look, you know, they pushed that Title 42. They want it to end. But they mm-hmm. wanted it to end after Christmas.
Yeah.
And then they saw those numbers come in. And Mayorkas can't continue to lie. They've already fired Chris Magnus. They tried to make him the scapegoat for this mess when we know it's actually the Biden administration. And I want people to be clear. And you've said it before, Leo, so is Sean. This is not just bad policy, okay? This isn't some mistake in policy that they tried to stop a border crisis but just couldn't. This is their policy. This is absolutely the policy of the Biden administration to tie the hands of our law enforcement behind their backs, to leave the border wide open. That's why I did the Dark Wars, and I continue to do this Dark Wars, the Border series, because it's that important. We went to Central America. I talked to world leaders there. I spoke to people on the ground, even human smugglers, and everybody, even our own agencies, whether that be the CIA, whether it's the military, whether it's the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, whether it's the FBI here in the United States, all of them were well aware of what was happening. And this administration chose not to do a thing about it. Instead, it left the borders wide open, Leo, for our adversaries like China and others to take advantage of the chaos. And we've seen what China, the Chinese Communist Party, has done by moving in precursor chemicals into Mexico to make fentanyl, bringing that fentanyl into the United States and killing our children. We've seen the number of children that have died at the hands of the cartels and the human traffickers and the abuse that the people on the border are facing. It's unheard of. And yeah. I think the thing that scares me the most is what I hear from intelligence officers who are monitoring the situation closely, believe me, even overseas, is the fact that the border's been so wide open. We have so many known gotaways. Mm-hmm. And those are people that we haven't apprehended
or
background checks on that could be terrorists. There are people within those groups.
Talking to Sarah Carter, Fox News investigative reporter. She did the border. And by the way, she hosts a new podcast series called The Dark Wars. Sarah, I want you to listen to this. You may have heard this numerous times. I have. It's Peter Ducey asking a question about the border. Let's play that clip.
Why go to a border state and not visit the border?
Because the more important thing going on, they're going to invest billions of dollars in a new enterprise.
How can, by the way, that guy, our president, he's I think he's in the Virgin Islands for a little rest and relaxation. How can the security of our country, the southern border, not be important enough to be placed on the president or the vice president itinerary? And can you give the American public who are listening sort of a summary of what's going on with the sex trafficking, the drug cartels, who's in charge of the border? Can you give us a summary?
Oh, absolutely. First, let's start with why the president just refused to visit, even though he was in Arizona, even though we've seen the numbers in Yuma, Arizona, as well. I've been there many, many times. There are other reporters down there showing those. Jorge Ventura is down there. He is showing all of these people coming across the border just before Christmas. I mean, numbers like we've never seen. He doesn't want to see it, because that would make him have to answer for it. That would make the administration have to answer for what is going on. They just choose to turn around and ignore it. They choose to lie to the American people. You know, and I look back at President Trump, and I've been covering the border, Leo, since the Bush administration, believe it or not. I mean, this is like probably around 20 years I've been covering this border. And I've never seen it so bad. Never in my life have I ever seen anything quite like this. And I think about all the people that covered the border, like it's presidents from Bush to Obama and then to President Trump. And never in my life would I have imagined that it could have gotten this bad, especially after we had such a great president like President Trump, who actually meant what he said and shut
absolutely
that border down. Title 42, remain in Mexico. I know this for a fact. I know people that know him closely, and they would say to me that he was devastated when he'd hear stories about the children that were being trafficked. And you asked me about the humanitarian crisis, and that was a really big deal for him. It was a big, it was so important to the White House and to Stephen Miller at the time to have that border under control, so that one, children would not be a part of a trafficking situation when they would have to deal with these horrible monsters that were trafficking them into the United States, and some of them actually losing their lives, and that our own children here in the United States would actually be safer, because we would shut down the spigot to fentanyl, and we would be able to hold these governments, our neighbors, accountable for what they do, and maybe find a better way to work with them. And now it's just reversed completely. Mm-hmm. I agree with President Trump. This is the worst we've ever seen in the history of the United States. Just last month, I don't know if you saw the numbers, but they were abysmal. It was over 283,189 non-U.S. citizens encountered at the border. I mean, think about that number. We've never seen numbers like this, and that was just November.
It's unbelievable, Sarah. And, you know, your work, I've seen you on Hannity and on the radio, and your work has been outstanding. Why? You know, what bothers me is that the Democrats and the RINOs' hatred towards President Trump, it was a reason why they reversed a working policy that we had, a secure border. And that means that they put their own personal interests ahead of the nation. And that's why this, this border crisis, in my opinion, is going to remain this way, because the Democrats have no intention of changing it.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think that's the tragedy here. I think it's going to be up to each and every single American, all of us. It's just, I hope that everybody gets a chance to listen to The Dark Wars, The Border, the podcast series, because I bring on all the experts to talk about this, the people that aren't going to lie to you, the real people, the people that are out there every single day doing the hard job, the ones that are out there at the first line of defense for the people that are crossing the Border Patrol agents who go home, you know, and take COVID back to their families, or become ill, or the rise in suicide rates. Imagine the morale of these federal law enforcement officers, Leo, and how they feel when their own government doesn't back them. And another thing, and we've talked about this on Sean's show before. If you really care about the immigrants, if you care about the underprivileged, if you care about the children, then you'll shut down the trafficking. You won't become a part of it.
Absolutely.
You won't be an extension of the worst. This is human slavery.
Yep.
I mean, how can our government participate in that in this modern day and age? You know, but I remember under the Bush administration, I was so angry when I'd hear, these are the people that are doing the work that Americans won't do. No, that is not true.
Yeah.
We're all Americans, no matter what color we are, no matter where we are from, and we all do the hard work. And all of our families have had to toe the line to pull each other up every generation after every generation.
I second that.
You know, when you see these children at the border, Leo, and you look at them and you know that these children are being used and they are political toys for these politicians, it makes me sick to my stomach. And that's the reason why I appreciate what Trump did, because he was the first person to stand up and say no more.
I agree. And Sarah, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. Again, let me repeat this so people know about your podcast. It's called The Dark Wars, and it's exposing the sex trafficking, the drugs, the cartels that the Biden and his bumbling administration refuse to address. Sarah Carter, thank you very much for joining me on the Sean Hannity radio program, and have a happy, prosperous new year.
You too, my friend. You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to take a break. This is Leo 2.0. Then we're going to come back. I'm going to give you my spin on this, preview the next upcoming hour. This is the Sean Hannity radio program being filled in by Leo 2.0. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Sean Hannity radio program. Leo 2.0 filling in for Mr. Hannity. May I give you the phone number, please? 1-800-941-7326. 1-800-941-SEAN. Thank you very much for joining us on this program today. I want to also thank Sarah Carter. I'll tell you right now, folks, again, I'm a Trump Republican. I never lied about it. First time in my entire life, I voted Republican. I voted for President Trump. And we had a secure border. We had a secure border in this country when Donald J. Trump was president. And then this Democratic administration, they will lie to us. Mayorkas lied. The border is not secure. We have a White House press secretary who, in my opinion, was selected because of her sexual orientation and gender. She said the border is secure. That is a lie. We have a vice president who was selected, again, for all the wrong reasons, who said the border is secure. I am more qualified to be vice president than Kamala Harris. I am more qualified to be honest and truthful to you than the current White House press secretary. They are lying to us. Why? First question I learned in law school, because they want power and control. We are telling you the truth. Sarah Carter told you the truth. This border was secure when Trump was president. Gas prices were down when Trump was president. And they did everything they could to undo it. This country is not better off now than it was 2 years ago. This country is in horrific shape. And guess where Joe Biden is at right now? In the Virgin Islands. This man has spent 35-40% of his administration time on vacation. He's not fit to be president. He's not competent to be president. Jimmy Carter is the happiest guy in the world. Why? Because now Joe Biden is the worst president. This is Leo 2.0 for the Sean Hannity Show. We'll be right back. Great. We have 40 more seconds. Well, listen, I made a mistake there. Thank you, Derek. Jason, I thought I had time off. I want to make sure it's very clear that we're going to have President Trump come in at the top of the hour, and I'm going to ask him some hard-hitting questions. He may not like them, but I want to give him some hard-hitting questions as to what I want to expect from him when he runs for a second term. Talk radio. This is the Sean Hannity Radio Show, Leo 2.0. We'll be right back.
All right. Are you tired of overpaying woke wireless companies? How about this? You get talk and text and blazing fast data for just $30 a month. Yep. On the same exact network, the same cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers like Verizon, AT&T and T-Mobile. And how's that for saying half the price? Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. You can save money, especially in these tough economic times. Look, that's what Pure Talk is all about. It's a U.S.-based customer service team you'll be working with. There is no better service in the industry, and it's a veteran-owned business. It's simple to make the switch. Just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword save now. If you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Same exact service, average family saving close to $1,000 a year, some families saving much, much more. #250, keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. And it will only take minutes of your time.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.